This is the brief on the controversial new video game, Blood Money: Lethal Eden. So, the New York Times just spotlighted this intense indie survival game. It plunges you right into the reality of human trafficking victims who are forced to run pig butchering scams from inside fortified compounds in Southeast Asia. First, let's get into the gameplay. You're not some hero, you're playing as a victim. It's a survival sim where you have to balance hitting scam quotas while secretly planning to escape. You're using stealth, making these gut-wrenching moral choices where one wrong move could mean torture or death. And that title, Lethal Eden. Well, that's a jab in how these compounds are often disguised as luxury resorts. Second, and this is the really chilling part, this isn't fiction. The game is based on the real-life horrors of so-called scam parks in places like Myanmar and Cambodia. We're talking an estimated 100,000 people trapped, lured by fake tech jobs, and forced to run scams that pull in billions of dollars. Finally, as you'd expect, this has sparked a massive debate. Some people are praising it for raising critical awareness of modern slavery, but others, on platforms like Weibo and Steam, are calling it exploitative trauma porn. It really makes you question the ethics of gamifying this kind of human suffering, you know, even if the goal is education. Whether it educates or exploits, this game undeniably shines a spotlight on a complex crisis demanding urgent international action.